God can bring a wonderful blessing out of something the devil meant for evil. And we gotta get a grip on that as Christians. We've got to really understand that, because sexual sin isn't the only sin in the body of Christ. As my wife Terry has said many times, if pregnancy resulted from any sin, not just sexual sin, we'd all be walking around with pregnant bellies. You know, Jesus encountered a blind man, and people asked him, why is this man blind? Because he sinned or because his parents sinned? They knew it had to be somebody who sinned. They just wondered who it was who sinned. And Jesus said, no, you got it all wrong. He was not blind because of sin. He's blind for the glory of God, because Jesus healed him right then, and that's what showed Jesus' glory. And so these women have experienced these pregnancies for the glory of God. We often tell young women when they're going in for abortions, we often tell them, God has a plan for your life, and God has a plan for your baby's life. The devil is in the business of stealing and killing and destroying. And what the devil likes to steal and kill and destroy most is the precious gifts that God gives us, the gifts of children, the gifts of our sense of purpose and vision and destiny. The devil wants to steal that from us. And we've seen through history that at times when God's plan is really working at full tilt and things are really happening, God sends a child to do something about what's going on. And the devil's reaction is, I'm going to kill that child. That's the way the devil operates. So you ladies who chose life for your babies, I want you to feel the destiny that you're holding in your hands. I want you to feel the purpose that God has for that child. And don't run. Don't run from your history. Don't run from that child's history. Don't be ashamed of it. Because that didn't happen to you because of sin. That happened to you for the glory of God. And if you hide it, you're missing an opportunity to give God glory for what he did in your life. Ephesians 2:8-10 says, for by grace you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God saved you by his grace, and your works didn't save you, but your works have a purpose in God's plan. God created you for good works. He planned these good works for you to walk in beforehand. And there's something important God has for you to do. When we leave off that verse 10, we're missing it. We're missing the power of motivating people and helping them to see that God has something important for them to do in this life. When Terry and I were married back on April 28, 1985, we wanted this verse to be read. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. But I had already learned by that time that context is very important in Scripture. Just like we just found out in Ephesians 2:8-9. You know, you take verse 10 off of there and it kind of changes the meaning. So in the same way with this verse, I said, you know, I don't want to read just that verse. Let's read the whole chapter that it's in. And so this is the chapter, and I guess, as you'll see, I got what's coming to me on the context here. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food you eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into there, folks. We had no idea, but I just had to have that context. And so God has blessed us with many children, as you've seen. But, you know, want you to know, I think one of the reasons that God has called Terry and myself to this ministry is that even though neither of us have ever been a part of an abortion experience personally, we've felt it. I think we felt what you ladies feel. Because when Terry got pregnant for the first time right on down the line, because she got pregnant on her honeymoon, it wasn't the right time. We weren't ready for this. I don't want a baby right now. God, you made a mistake. Do something. Take this baby away. Let her have a miscarriage. Something. We weren't ready for that baby. And the next one, and the next one. We weren't ready. And yet, God had a plan.